This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's June 19th, it's Friday, and it's another Patriots.com Roster Report. Here in the off-season, the slow period, Gillette Stadium training camp is a month plus away. Minicamp is in the rearview mirror, and the players are dispersing throughout probably the world.
Most of them.
To enjoy their final free time. Some players finishing up the offseason program here, but definitely the slow period of the NFL calendar. But we do have some moves. And one of them, as I mentioned last week, as they start to trickle in, draft pick signings, the first. Patriots signed fourth-round pick Rich Ornberger. I believe it had been reported when we were on the podcast last week, but became official June 16th. He's out of Penn State, as I said, a fourth-round pick, 123rd overall, undersized, 6'2", 291, but one of those guys that gets by as a technician and being smarter than the opposing defensive lineman. I remember I spoke with his offensive line coach from Penn State, Dick Anderson, when we did the post-draft work on all the prospects, and he raved about how he'll do anything you ask him to do, and he inherently knows what he needs to do for the team, so... Quick update. Any little words you're hearing in the background, we have another Perillo on board.
Yep, who won't stop talking.
And
like
as everybody knows,
Perillo's
a major characteristic of Perillo's is
I totally agree with you. He's, you know, based on all the scouting reports, he's one of those guys that oozes all those Patriots qualities. You know, he's going to be the most prepared guy. He's going to know all of his assignments. He's going to know all the checks. And, you know, maybe what he lacks – you know, with size and maybe some athleticism, he makes up for in other ways.
And a bit of a jokester, too. He could be a little bit
class
of a
clown.
Cut up in the locker room.
And I think he's one of those guys, and I remember James Sanders, coach, actually said this way back when about him. He's one of those guys you like more once you've had him on your team in training camp and see him work out than you do when you're saying height, weight, 40-time, bench press, all those things. A little versatility, can play center, can play guard, although would be really undersized to play guard in the NFL at this point at 290. I mean, that's small. Center, you can get by undersized, a little harder at guard. But it'll be interesting to see where he fits in.
He's more the size of those old Denver Broncos linemen.
Yes, yes, short, yes. He's quick. A throwback. But
and we'll see if
he has
the ability to move around like those guys do. And if he does, I think they'll be able to find a spot for him, at the very least in the practice squad.
To make room, well, not really to make room at this point, but when Rich Ornberger came, a player went. His name was Antonio Appleby, the rookie free agent out of Virginia. Inside linebacker that we had sort of proposed might have a chance because he had experience in Al Groh's scheme, 3-4, all of that. And
I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised that they let him go.
I was too.
Maybe not necessarily for him to be an immediate contributor, but at least for depth at that position, which they're still kind of thin there going into the summertime here. So
maybe Paris Lennon
was
enough.
Surprised.
You know, when he
maybe.
Came, there was no Paris Lennon, but there was a McKenzie. We all thought that might hurt. I mean, help Appleby's chances when McKenzie went down with the season-ending knee injury in rookie minicamp. But apparently, he's not quite the prospect we tried to promote him as.
Right. It was, you know, strictly on paper, you know, with that familiarity with the system, you thought maybe he'd have a leg up as an undrafted guy. We've seen that road taken before with undrafted free agents, undrafted rookies that have some knowledge of the system, and they come in and they're a little bit further ahead. But evidently, that wasn't the case with Appleby.
So we should have more of those signings in the coming weeks. You know, there's a little bit of a dead period here, but then as we approach training camp, which will be July 30th at Gillette Stadium, if you haven't heard, that'll be the official opening of training camp 2009. A little later than normal. It's usually somewhere in the 23rd, 24th, so a little more late in the calendar
year.
Season's
a week later this year?
Right.
14th.
Everything's
going to
be later. I don't know if you guys saw reports yesterday. The NFL draft is probably going to be in May next year.
Ooh,
because
I didn't
the Super Bowl is later.
That.
Everything's getting pushed back.
Wow.
And training camp is one of those things. But we
the
should have the draft
too?
Pick tiny.
Huh?
I'm not sure. We should have draft pick signings in the coming weeks here. And we have one more note this week. Has not yet been announced by the team and probably will not be. But Frank Edgerly has joined the scouting department, the roster of the scouting department. We cover all the bases here, Paul. Coaches, players, scouting department. If you are on any roster, PFW, we added nice Will Perillo to the show today, even though you can only kind of hear him in the background. But a high school coach who met Bill Belichick at training camp a year ago and apparently has always wanted to get in the NFL, has done a little bit of pro scouting for the Cowboys, worked for NBC a little bit, stayed in contact with Bill. Bill emailed him in April and said we might have an opening. He interviewed and... here he is, 10 years as a successful high school coach at Red Bank Catholic High School in New Jersey, his alma mater, played quarterback there and at Rutgers. Maybe a Schiano connection may have kind of led to the meeting with Bill. I don't know that. Just sort of throwing it out there. But he's filling one of the slots that became open, as obviously some people went to Kansas City with Scott, and there were some departures in that department. So Frank Edgerly. That's a good jump, huh? High school to the
very
Patriots.
Good jump, yeah.
You go from high school to not just college or the NFL, but you know, arguably the best organization in football,
yeah. Right.
Where you have a chance to build a career and move on. And you know, we see the fast track that guys like McDaniels and Dimitroff and these guys can take. You know, so good for him.
Must have made a good first impression.
Clearly. I mean, clearly. One meeting led to back and forth email all year, and less than a year later, a job. You're working for Bill. That's going to put the wraps on this podcast. Will Perillo getting anxious in the background here.
Go ahead, buddy. Say
joining the show.
Say hi to everyone.
Will.
Will, say hi.
That's Will Perillo, a man of apparently few words when you actually put the fire to him and put him on. Had plenty to say when the mic was off, but now not so much. He's joined the show. We're glad to have him. We're glad to have Rich Ornberger in the mix. We're sorry to see Antonio Appleby go.
Yep.
And we'll be back again next Friday to update you on all the latest moves here on Patriots.com.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.